Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Municipality of Anchorage launches residential building permits portal. The Municipality of Anchorage has published its official residential building permits and inspections webpage for property development. Real estate professionals in AK need current permit requirements to guide clients through compliant residential construction and renovation transactions. Review Anchorage's residential building permit guidelines at the link below before your next project. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Alaska Property Record Search Tool helps AK pros access deeds, liens, and permits. A new Alaska-focused property records search platform lets users find owner info, deeds, tax records, loans, liens, permits, and purchase history in one place. For Alaska real estate professionals, consolidated access to property records streamlines due diligence, speeds up transactions, and reduces reliance on fragmented county systems. Bookmark https://alaska.propertychecker.com for quick reference during your next AK property deal. Alaska Real Estate Headlines, AK Real Estate Commission resources available via DCCE Licensing Division. The Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development's Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing maintains the Real Estate Commission's professional licensing information online. Real estate professionals in AK rely on this division for commission updates, licensing requirements, and regulatory compliance. Bookmark the DCE portal for direct access to Real Estate Commission resources and professional licensing tools. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. AK Office of the State Assessor resources available. The Division of Community and Regional Affairs within the AK Department of Commerce provides resources and oversight through the Office of the State Assessor. Understanding state assessment guidelines is essential for AK real estate professionals evaluating property valuations and tax implications. Review official assessment standards and resources at the Office of the State Assessor page. Alaska Real Estate Headlines. Anchorage Public Records Portal, now available via NITR Online for AK real estate pros. NITR Online has launched a centralized portal for accessing Anchorage public records, property tax information, and assessor data. Real estate professionals in AK can streamline due diligence, verify property details, and assess tax obligations faster with this consolidated Anchorage resource. Bookmark the portal to quickly pull Anchorage property records and tax data during transactions. https://publicrecords.netronline.com/state-ak-county/Anchorage. Alaska Real Estate Updates, Permits, see source. Learn more at etfhomer-ak-ak.gov/permits. Alaska Real Estate Updates Muni Property Search Tool offers AK Real Estate Pros public records access. The source is a property search website hosted at property.muni.org that enables users to look up property records. AK real estate professionals can leverage this tool for due diligence, valuation research, and verifying ownership details and transactions. Bookmark property.muni.org/ for quick property record lookups in your market area. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets? The delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.